From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well.
Yes, I have laundry in my future today.
I'm a lucky guy because I don't do my own laundry. That's about the only thing I don't do, but I don't do my own laundry. And I've been known to do it on occasion, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, when your wife gets too behind and just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But you're a good wife.
I am a good wife. Fun fact for today. Okay. The guy who invented the Slinky. You know the Slinky.
Yes.
Little toy we played with as children. And
The moment it had a bend. The
kink.
A kink
in your Slinky. Your kinky Slinky.
It wouldn't work right.
Maybe that's the reason the inventor of the Slinky had a nervous breakdown and moved to Bolivia to be a missionary.
That's funny.
The details are sketchy. He might have joined a cult, we understand. But, you know, he left the company to his wife and never came back.
He had a kink in his Slinky.
Maybe.
He must have got some kinks.
I don't know if it had anything to do with the Slinky. Maybe he just wanted to go join a cult. Fun Friday, fun fact. There you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Probably get sued for saying that. All right, so it's time for the Who Cares News.
Any publicity is good publicity.
I know, right? What's going on?
Well, Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber, he admits that he was more than a year and a half into self-imposed celibacy.
Oh, really?
Before he reconnected with Hailey Baldwin last summer.
Huh.
And can't that explain a lot of things?
That can, but it will.
And do I believe it?
Yeah, that's the other part of it. I don't know if I buy that, Justin. So, but, yeah. You know, well, now, wait a minute. He was going to church. He was hanging out with Selena Gomez, which that might have been what drove her crazy. Because she just had to have the Justin. And he wasn't giving it to her.
The Justin junk?
She had to have it.
Puts a little spin on things, doesn't it?
Yeah, see? This is where I'm going with that. Okay.
So all you right. might remember they briefly dated before.
Oh, Justin and Haley. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And Justin,
I don't know why I know this stuff or why I even care. Now I don't remember why I walked into the room. Mine like a steel trap, I remember this crap, but I don't remember why I walked into the room. It's like, why am I here?
Maybe there's a kink.
There's a kink in my Slinky.
And you're still trapped, Slinky.
Ay.
Justin says he gave up the sex.
He gave it up.
Because he was having a legitimate problem with it.
Do tell. I don't even know
We've
how to respond
that
to that.
Heard that before.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Duchovny, Duggar.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Sex addiction.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Tiger Woods.
Having problems with the sex.
Yeah.
He says, and I quote, "I think sex can cause a lot of pain because people have sex because they don't feel good enough, because they lack self-worth." How bull hockey.
Okay, all right.
All you had to do is stand out there with the groupies and say, "Hi, I'm Justin Bieber. Who wants to get it on?"
I know, right?
Oh, sure.
Groupie sex is meaningless sex.
That's true. So all you ladies that have had the sex with Justin Bieber, meaningless. He didn't give a crap.
All right. All right, he didn't give a crap. Let's land this plane. Come on.
Okay. All right. But then he met up with Haley in June.
Yep.
And realized how much he loved and missed her.
Oh, yeah.
And he admits one of the reasons they rushed to the altar because they couldn't wait to get it on. Let's get married so we can have the sex. Because I'm still in my self-imposed celibacy for my lack of self-worth.
He was saving himself. He was saving himself, portion of himself.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know what? Here's what I think. It's a damn good thing Haley's dad is Stephen Baldwin and not Alec Baldwin. Because Justin Bieber would be dead now. Daddy's got a few anger management issues.
Yeah, he does. So Justin admits to becoming a jerk as he got more famous. He started believing in his own hype. And he says he got very arrogant and cocky.
I can see how that could happen. I have that problem sometimes.
And he said, and I was wearing sunglasses inside.
What, inside the building or inside his soul?
You know what? I bet it was inside his soul.
You think?
All while right. he was having meaningless sex. and having to go relieve himself in mop buckets.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're starting to look alike.
They do.
Have you noticed that? They kind of like, you know, they get like close-ups and they're like, ooh, that's a little on the creepy side. Is it not? Inbreeding in Canada. Not just for Arkansas anymore. Sorry, Arkansas. What's next? What do you got next?
A sneak peek for the upcoming season of Kudike has surfaced. Every once in a while, we have a story that we enjoy, like yesterday with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. I liked that. I cared. The sneak peek says surface weeks ahead of the premiere. You know, because they don't want us to forget about them or anything.
No. Trailer. Don't forget about us. We're over here in Hidden Hills.
Hello.
We're making TV for you, people.
Hello. Trailer starts with Kim and Kanye sharing the news that they are expecting their fourth spawn via surrogate.
Yeah, we know that. Okay.
And during a family dinner, Chloe storms off after a heated moment with her siblings.
Drama.
Oh, no. I can be selfish and spend all time with me and my daughter, she says before getting up from the table.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be here.
Oh, yes, you do, Chloe. Yes, you do, because if you're not there, you don't get any money.
That's right.
If you think about the Osbournes, they had another daughter who didn't want to be on camera. She gets no money.
they did?
Yeah, Amy. Amy Osborne.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot about
that. So,
see?
Chloe,
out of sight, out of mind.
You do have to be there.
Out of sight,
out of mind.
You don't
get a paycheck.
That's right. And you need it. Kim was on the Tonight Show last night, and she told Jimmy Fallon that she hopes...
What?
She hopes to hire ex-cons to give them a second chance.
Okay.
And she said, I would love to hire formerly incarcerated people, and I think I would love to spread that message that companies and big companies could do that too.
I'm surprised she knew the word incarcerated.
That's true.
She probably learned from Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a vocabulary whiz.
Yeah. That's true. It's a big word.
It's a big word for her.
Not that people don't deserve a second chance. And there's some people who went in there for, like, you know, silly reasons. Well, nothing of it's silly. They broke the law.
Oh, yeah, they broke the law.
But every once
there's
in a while...
There's very few people in jail that aren't supposed to be there.
This is true.
There's a couple once in a while, but not very many.
And it happens that sometimes, you know, people need a leg up.
They do.
I absolutely...
You know who doesn't need a leg up? Halle Berry. She's fine with the legs she's got. Oh, I just want to point that out. Bye. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday, and...
You waited for the right moment, didn't you?
Indeed. That's why I'm here.
Indeedy-do. And with that, that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.